Good morning. We are in Maseches Shavuos. We are up to the ninth parak, the fifth Mishnah. We're discussing the halachas of Bior. Bior meaning that you have, once that specific product is no longer available in the fields, you can no longer keep it in your house. You have to be mafkir it. And as we mentioned a number of times, once you are mafkir it, once you do put it up for public consumption, you are allowed to repossess it and bring it back into your house. Mishnah continues, HaKoivesh Shloisha Kvashim V'chavas Echas. V'chavas Achas. A person takes three different types of vegetables and he pickles them in one jar. So now he finds himself in a pickle because he finds that one of his vegetables is no longer available out in the field, but the other two are still available. So what is the halacha with all the different vegetables he has mixed together inside this jar? Rabbi Elezer Aymer, Eichlin al Rishon. He says you have to go after the first one that gets used up in the field. Once one of the vegetables is no longer available out in the field, you cannot eat anything else inside the jar. You have to be mafkir the entire jar. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer, Af al Achra. Yeshua says the opposite is true. And you go even after the last one. In other words, as long as one of the vegetables is still available in the field, it can still be found, it's still growing, it's still available for the animals to eat it, you are allowed to eat anything inside the jar. The Rishonim explained that the basic machlokes over here is with regard to how we view the absorption of the taste from one fruit to the next. Do we say that the first one gave taste into the last two? Or perhaps the logic would go the other way around, that the last ones would give taste to the first. It's difficult for machlekes to understand, but Rabbi Gamliel, he disagrees with the whole concept. He says, we don't care at all about the taste. We're not talking about Isser v'Heter over here. We're not discussing the taste here. We're discussing the actual fruit. Therefore, Rabbi Gamliel, Omer, kol shekala mina min asada, yivara mina min achaves, alocha kedvaro. He says, just do it very simple. If you have, I don't know, say, tomatoes, cucumbers, and peppers inside a jar, and there's no more peppers in the field, so take the peppers out, eat the tomatoes and the cucumbers, that's fine. V'halacha gedvara, the Mishnah says that is indeed how we paskin. You just eat whatever's left, whatever there's still left in the field, you could eat it from this jar. M'shimon Aymer, kol yarek echad lebir. M'shimon says, a very big chiddush, he says, we don't view every specific type of vegetable on its own. All yarekis, really, the truth is that literally it means greens. But vegetables, you go after all vegetables altogether, and you don't look at each one individually. So if there still are some vegetables, even if that particular one is not available, you could still eat it without having to be mafkara. Mishnah says at the end, Arichlin b'regila ach yichlu sigarios mibikas beis netfai. Don't know exactly what regila and the sigarios are, and it seems like it's not so clear, but according to the Rambam, what this is talking about is a certain type of vegetable which lasts for a very long time, and because it's very, very wet. It's very damp, so it's able to last for a very long time. It doesn't dry up so quick. So the Mishnah says that you could eat regila ach yichlu cigars would be bikas beis noitva. Bikas beis noitva is a valley which was very, very damp. And therefore, we assume that once it gets used up over there, there's nothing else left. But while there still are some of this specific vegetable in that valley, which is very damp, you could assume that there are other ones that are still around, and you could still continue to eat it, and it's not considered kala l'chaya min asada. It's not considered used up for the animals in the field. Stop here. Continue Mishnah Shem another time with Mishnah Vav.